We're looking for items that people find iconic already with respect to this pandemic and the quarantine that we're all now living through, and other items that are mundane that they don't necessarily think are iconic, but maybe the real tells later on. You know, everything from signs, ways people reach out to other people. It could be the way that people are trying to help wait staff at restaurants. I mean, there are a lot of things that we've never thought about before that are happening that future generations will resonate with them about what we went through at this time.
I'm thinking of things like homemade lesson plans for your kids who can't go to school, things that you don't necessarily think of as history, but that will be really interesting in the future.
Well, everything from that to homemade masks. For example, yesterday I saw a mask, which was a University of Alabama mask. You know, people are coming up with creative ways to improvise. And those are the kinds of things that will tell about, well, why were people having to create masks? Why did we not have enough masks? Well, why did we not think about that? Or was it completely unforeseeable? Will we have masks in the future? Will that be standard operating procedure? Finding items like we have today and sequestering them for future generations to be able to sort through and determine whether or not they're of interest and are telling about our society.
But you also want digital items.
Absolutely. And we've opened up our website where that you can submit, you know, photographs or, you know, obviously something that are infinitely interesting, videos, pictures of all of these tangible artifacts in addition to the tangible artifacts in their location. How are they used? We want you to reflect on what is going on in your community now. See if you can stand back in the, from the middle of the maelstrom and take a look around and see what you find.
History is often told through the biases of the people telling it. How are you ensuring that this collection represents everyone's version of what happened, so to speak?
We're calling this crowd collecting, and we're trying to cast as wide a net as possible. And the internet is a great catchment basin for artifacts and for stories. This is an incredibly important time, and we're all living through it. Let's think about that. And then think about what you might want to be able to save to indicate what you went through.
What are the advantages to documenting history as it's happening rather than after the fact?
Well, we have a maxim that which is the most common will be the most uncommon later on. The things that you don't think about in the present that are just part of your everyday life are the ones that are most likely to disappear. And so if we can take this period of time to collect items that seem mundane, those items will be particularly appreciated by collectors in the future.
Are there disadvantages to trying to do this now?
Well, the disadvantages are that you aren't able to predict the future and to know what's interesting, and you might overcollect. But I would rather err on overcollecting at this point and letting future generations make that decision than undercollecting, because we don't have the perspective to know what's going to be important in the future.
Right now, we're looking back to the Spanish flu pandemic of 1918-1919. What do historians wish they had more documentation of from that era that we can be sure to collect now, as you say, for future generations?
You know, it would be really interesting to know more about the efforts at social distancing that went on at that period. There's been a lot of talk about how people didn't talk about afterwards about that pandemic as much because they felt like they'd maybe been embarrassed by the fact that they hadn't reached out to their fellow citizens as much as they should have. We don't have the documentation with respect to that to say if that's true or not. We don't have masks from that period. How did they deal with it? A lot of it just went unrecorded.